Hello and welcome to Medical Fun Facts, episode 24, a special Christmas edition. Every year, medical journals like the Medical Journal of Australia and the British Medical Journal publish an end-of-year Christmas special. This year, the MJA had an article which highlighted medical collective nouns. You can find the link in the show notes. You need to be a subscriber to read it, and because of copyright, I dare not read the article for you. Suffice to say, it included one of my favourites, namely a colony of microbiologists. I had the opportunity to request the publication of a response, sort of like an old-fashioned letter to the editor, and it got published. This is the second time I've been published in the MJA this year. The first time was at the end of November on a work-related matter. My response was a slab of forensic pathologists, a particularly Australian term there, a sack of urologists, a loop of bacteriologists, a roll tube of virologists, and a tube of chemical pathologists. Now, I'm not sure if I have any non-Australian listeners, so a slab is a colloquial term for a carton of beer. In the top end, where I spent the best of my years, there were three colours of beer label representing different brands. They were red, green, and gold. Rather than slabs, they were known as suitcases because beer-thirsty men and women would present to bottle shops and buy beer by the carton. Not being a drinker, I may not be correct, but I understand a typical slab or suitcase contains 24 375 milliliter aluminium cans of beer. A red suitcase was for Melbourne Bitter, a green suitcase was for Victoria Bitter, and a gold suitcase was for Queensland's iconic drink, 4X Gold. Now, please note, I'm not an advocate for excessive alcohol intake. It's bad for your health. I hope a sack of urologists is self-explanatory. But for the naive amongst you, and particularly if you're a bloke and hopefully you've still got a scrotum, most scrotums look like sacks. Now, my maternal uncle was a urologist, and his consulting rooms were a shrine to phallic symbols and art. He had dicks big and small all over the place. A loop of bacteriologists refers to a bacteriological loop, which is usually made of nichrome wire or plastic, and is used to touch colonies of bacteria, hence the colony of microbiologists, for various purposes, like making a wet preparation or a Gram stain, or to prepare an inoculum for further testing. A roll tube is what used to be used by virologists for cell cultures to grow viruses. You can put the tube on the stage of a microscope and look for cytopathic effect. These days, virologists are all gene jockeys and are masters of molecular biology and have no time for roll tubes anymore. Finally, a tube of chemical pathologists. Yeah, it's a bit boring. The vast majority of tests performed by chemical pathologists are done on serum or plasma, and the blood is collected in a tube. I had a couple of extra thoughts. You know how you can have a murder of crows, why not a murder of prison doctors? This may seem a little conceited, but if you can have a parliament of owls, why not a parliament of government medical advisors just like me? Now, given this is a Christmas edition, I wanted to add a second element to the Christmas Day show. So, what's in a name? Over the years, many people have tried to augment or play on my name for fun. As a kid, I copped Lummy Bummy, Gary Bum, Larry Gum, Gary Glum, and more recently, a senior colleague has started calling me the Lumpster. My youngest brother got Yummy Lummy because he was pretty. You may think that's where I got the name for my food blog, Yummy Lummy, but no, a friend at work suggested Yummy Lummy as the name for the blog. Of course, people like to add an extra R to Gary and a B to the end of Lum. But the best fun is choosing names for children. So if I had children, well, I do, I have three daughters, but if I had my way of naming them, I could have Sarah Bellum, and she could be a brain surgeon. A Asylum would be a psychiatrist. P Pendulum would make a good clockmaker or repairer. Hoodlum and Bedlam for twins. Frenulum could be a pediatric penis surgeon. Ret Inaculum could be a hand and foot surgeon. And finally, my favourite, and one that I really wanted to call a son if I ever had a son, but alas, I don't. Edward John Ulysses Lum. And I'd contract that to E. Jack U. Lum, or Squirt for short. And clearly, he would need to be a sexual health physician. As you can expect, none of my children have these names. I'm just not that cruel. And so ends another episode of Medical Fun Facts. If you celebrate Christmas, I hope you had a happy, safe, relaxing, and joyous one. If you celebrate something else, or if you don't celebrate this time of year, I wish you well and hope 2017 is a good one for you. Hopefully I'll continue the usual programming schedule into 2017. You can find the show notes for this episode at my blog, drgarylum.com/blog. And you can find updates at the Facebook page, and you'll find the address in the show notes. Feel free to like and share each show. You can also find Medical Fun Facts in the iTunes podcast store. If that's the way you prefer to consume podcasts, please search for Medical Fun Facts and subscribe. I've provided a link in the show notes. If you think more people would enjoy this show, please head over to iTunes and give Medical Fun Facts a 5-star rating, and please leave a comment. By doing so, iTunes will rank the show higher and make it easier to find. Now, if you disagree with anything in these podcasts, or if you'd like to voice a different view, please feel free to write a comment. If I've said something incorrect, I welcome correction. Please also feel free to share your comments on social media. And so with that, good night and Merry Christmas. Goodbye.